Come, join in Cana's Feast, a daily devotion from Lutheran Hour Ministries for Sunday, February 8th, 2026. Come, join in Cana's Feast, where Christ is honored guest. He welcomes all who come to taste the wine his hands have blessed. Come, friends, and share the feast. Here drink the wine supplied by him who is both guest and host, for us, the crucified. Before a meal, we may join in the familiar table prayer that begins, "Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest." A bride and groom in Cana issued a similar invitation when they asked Jesus to be a guest at their wedding. That invitation turned out to be a wise decision when the newlywed host ran out of wine. Jesus, the compassionate and all-powerful guest, became a gracious host as he turned water into the best wine. Yet this miracle, the first of his signs, was more than a demonstration of Jesus' love and compassion for embarrassed hosts. The signs and wonders done by Jesus throughout his earthly ministry testified to his identity, proving that he was the Son of God and the promised Messiah. Jesus' disciples saw his miracle that day in Cana, and they believed in him. There is another meal that we attend during our worship services. At this meal, we do not usually begin with the prayer, "Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest," although the Lord is certainly present with us. Jesus invites us to his table. We are his guests, and in his Holy Supper, he provides far more than good wine. In Holy Communion, we receive Jesus' true body and blood, given and shed for the forgiveness of our sins. It is a miracle and a mystery, but we know that Jesus is truly present because we have his promise. "Take, eat, this is my body. Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." At his table, our Lord is both guest and host. The holy meal we receive at the Lord's table is a foretaste of a greater eternal feast, the marriage supper of the Lamb. Jesus, the Lamb of God, came to take away the sins of the world. He is the Lamb who was slain for us, the Lamb who rose in triumph over death. By God's grace, through faith in Jesus, we are clothed in Jesus' righteousness and ready for the feast. One day, we will join that great celebration. Jesus himself will be the host, and we will be his guests. The invitations are going out now through the Word of God as the Holy Spirit calls people to repentance and faith. The host calls out, "Come, for everything is now ready." We answer in the words of a familiar prayer, "Come, Lord Jesus." We pray, "Lord Jesus, help me to be a witness to your love and saving power so that others will believe in you and join in the eternal feast. Amen."